We're lined up some more people, some more guests for the show. I want to do a shout out to somebody, Grace Time TV, live. It's on Rumble. And she did an interview with Praying Medic. And, you know, it's one of the most clear, succinct interviews I've seen about what's happening right now. And I really recommend going there. Again, it's Grace Time TV live and Praying Medic, and it's on Rumble. And I really give that a listen because everybody's asking me these questions about Trump and this and that. And I said, you know, you really, you know, what about the vax and this and that? And I go, you really, they just nailed it. They did a really good summary of what's happening, of what's going down. So it's a long interview and it's really succinct. It's really a good interview. It pretty much the exact same information we're getting here. So rather than doing a whole show on that, I would suggest, again, it's Grace Time TV Live and Praying Medic is her guest and it's on Rumble. So on with that done, I wanted to go straight into the questions. There's so many things going on right now. This guy, Stanley Johnson, I guess he's
recording in progress.
Boris's dad, Boris Johnson's dad, and he just went and said they want to reduce the population from 68 million to 15 million. So that's what they're doing, folks. That's what this is all about. So pay attention to it. And they're going to do phase two. They're going to try to bring back the masks and the jabs and all the other crap. So don't fall for it. Time to stand up because that's the agenda. It's all about population control. Nothing else. I mean, nothing else is going on. It's population control, period, you know. And the swabs and the masks and everything are tainted. So get away from them. But I'm just going to go straight into the I want to talk. Oh, one other thing. Joe Biden's under investigation for, you know, for influence peddling and quid pro quo and child trafficking, basically, and not Hunter Biden. This is Joe Biden. And there's over 50 countries involved in this. So they've been involved in influence peddling in over 50 countries, according to this investigation. So, I mean, this is a big one. And they're finally bringing all this stuff out. So he's pretty much toast. I don't see how he can go any further. We got rid of Pelosi and Schiff, thank God. I don't know how Nadler got in there. I know they you know, there's an old saying that it doesn't matter who votes, it's whoever counts the votes. And that's been going on for quite some time. So that's what you're going to see, you know, like especially like Kerry Lake and things like that. What was done there was just, the Fetterman, you know, all these guys. This is a really bad joke. You know, you might as well just throw a turnip in the race and because the machines are going to vote them in. So anyway, so it's pretty insane out there. But do some research, you know, on these guys, Klaus Schwab and Soros and these other guys. Do your own research and then you'll understand what's happening. You know, it's not my job to do your research. But good news is I think Pelosi's husband getting hammered a couple times pretty much took her out. So literally, but took her out of the race. But there's more to that story. It's all coming up. But anyway, I'm just going to go straight into the questions. There's so much going on. I think that is probably one of the first questions.
I think it is too. Hello, James. Thanks for all you do. I appreciate you. You are a patriot and a great human being. Can you talk to us about current events and what you see happening next?
Well, current events. It's so funny because that announcement of Trump running in 2024, I think is, I don't know, it's a big smokescreen because he's already in. But we'll find out sooner about that. But, I mean, they have everything. They have they've got, I was looking at the, oh God, I wrote it down. I'm trying to remember. They have everything. They monitored all these elections and they had the military monitor them. They have the space fleet monitoring them. And it's all, they have everything, the cyber force, they've got everything. They know exactly what happened. And so a lot of this stuff, the 2024 election is just smoke and screen. It's smoke and mirrors, because I really don't think I don't think we can last that long to 2024. It's so bad. What's happening is so bad. They're going to have to step in beforehand. So anyway, you're seeing a lot of these people just disappear and go by the wayside. And a lot of people didn't run. They had a major cleanup, but there was a red wave, and the red wave got pretty much diluted by, you know, the lamestream media and social media and shadow banning. A lot of the people running, their messages couldn't get out, and they controlled the ballots. So especially in Kerry Lake's situation, the person counting the ballots was the one running against her. So how does that work? How is that not a conflict of interest? But we are getting a show, and it's so obvious right now. You can't miss it. I think this show is for the people that just, the normies that just can't get it. They can't figure it out. And it's got to become personal for them to figure it out. So anyway, it's all going to, the show's full on happening right now. Enjoy the show. It's getting crazy. But from my understanding is, the higher dimensional beings, the benevolent beings, the white hats, they have all got this under control, and you're going to see it unfold very quickly now.
Are we headed towards a cashless government-controlled society? Will the Galactic Federation allow this?
Yeah, cashless society, that's where they want to take us, and a lot of these other things. Everybody asked me about Bitcoin, too, and I've been telling people I do. Wow, this is interesting.
What?
They just muted and unmuted. So I don't know if we have to start over or anything, but hopefully we're still good. But it's saying, no, I'm good. My camera's, my microphone's good here.
Good.
But yeah, there's some crazy stuff going on. But the again, you know, it's like, you know, we've covered a lot of this. The one that really I thought was disturbing was Kerry Lake. I mean, there's no debate. She, you know, it's like a Joe Biden saying, you know, they don't debate. They don't do anything. They don't have to do anything because the fix is in. And that's basically what's going on. But the I was trying to think of what else. Let's just go to the next question. I think I covered that.
Are the malevolent 3D and 4D beings gone from our reality?
Yeah, the malevolent. I want to go further into the cashless society, because they have one group that's trying to do that. They have this Bitcoin thing that's, you know, this guy just got busted, and he was a $30 million donor or something to the Democrats. And his whole Bitcoin thing collapsed, and it's collapsed over and over again, all these different Bitcoins. So to me, it's like land, you know, hard goods, silver, gold, whatever, is really the way you want to go, because the Federal Reserve has to go. It's already gone. Basically, the treasury is pretty much taken over, and there's going to be a whole new system put into its place, and it's mirrored. There's a quantum system that everything is mirrored. So it's not going to be the system that the New World Order boys want. I mean, but their system is totally collapsing, and so there will be a new system taken over. And what was the other question? I'm sorry.
Are the malevolent 3D and 4D beings gone from our reality?
Yeah, the malevolent 4D and 3D beings are not gone from our reality. There's a lot of stories about that. They're definitely not gone. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of disinformation out there inspired by these beings, a lot of division, a lot of gossip, rumors, division. I can go on and on, but it's just a big show right now. It's a shit show, I can say that. But and a lot of that's inspired by these beings, and they work through people that are, let's say, morally challenged. You know, they don't have a strong foundation in being kind and loving, or being kind to each other and being kind to the planet. They don't have a strong foundation in Christ consciousness. So they're the ones that are easily influenced. And if you want to do the competition and jealousy and, you know, all this other crap, then, you know, your doors are open, basically. So yeah, they're very much at play right now. And they're very busy, and we need to, you know, go to our website. We have the Healing the Unseen Negative Influences Prayer. We have the original Lord's Prayer in Aramaic, you know, which is totally different than what you've been told. So it's so important to keep your energy clear and don't buy into all the division games and the gossip and the rumors. Everything is flying around right now. And I know there's going to be some real big news coming up. I know Corey Good's going to bring some stuff up, and you're going to be shocked that when names are named and things like that. And you're going to find out a lot of the people you thought were on the light side actually aren't. So we'll just go from there.
Please share your understanding of the sleeping giants being found in stasis underground. Are they the biblical Nephilim, builder race, or Anunnaki?
They're definitely the Anunnaki, the builder race. They're the ancient Lyrians. And but don't, when you're talking about the Anunnaki, you've got two factions there. And most of the benevolent Anunnaki left. And they've continued to evolve. And they're like fifth, sixth dimensional beings. The ones that crossed over in the fourth dimension, the ones that are in stasis, are still in the third dimension. They're still here in the third dimension. So, you know, I would be very careful concerning that, because a lot of them that stayed were aligned with Enlil, and Enlil was the defeated general, basically. He's, you know, he aligned himself with Marduk, and Marduk is actually a son of Enki, but he kind of went bad. But, you know, if you look at the ancient history, you know, Enki was the benevolent one, and, Enlil was the one that wanted to end the experiment, wanted to end humanity. And Marduk actually made a pact with the reptilians. And that's where the reptilian faction comes in. So we've been under draconian law ever since then. We're finally coming out of that. We're finally, there's a huge planetary liberation underway. And we're finally getting out from underneath that.
Is Valiant Thor working with white hats? How does he assist them?
Yeah. This is going to be a shock for a lot of people, but Valiant Thor isn't his real name. But yeah, there is an entity, and they're definitely working with the White Hats. And I'm just going to say, I'm going to leave it at that. But these guys know what they're doing, and they've gone through these wars before, and they're here to help liberate the planet.
Can the Vax ascend? Are they cut off from God?
Yeah, that's an interesting, your DNA. I'll probably answer two questions with this. One, they say, why are the ETs so involved with this? You know, why are they so interested in us? And because we have the DNA of the gods, and a lot of it, they call it junk DNA. It's not junk, and it's being activated now, and they know how to activate it. So they've been borrowing our DNA and creating hybrids and doing all these other things with it, because it's the DNA of the gods. And the ancient gods, which are the ancient Lyrians that came here a long time ago, referred to as Anunnaki. So we're a big mix of that. We're a mix of the ancient Lyrians that they started the Pleiades colonies. They colonized the Orion system and the Hades system. And then they came to Earth, Mars, and Maldek. And Maldek's now the asteroid belt, basically. It blew up due to misuse of technology, and we almost did it here on Earth as well. Mars didn't do too well with that too. Mars was totally colonized. It was a beautiful place at one time, and they fell, just like Atlantis and Lemuria here. Same thing, you know, the people who worship technology and power over others got in control and just made a real mess of things. And we have the same thing happening. Like in Atlantis and Lemuria, most of the Atlanteans, the ruling part of Atlanteans, worship technology. They worship the intellect, and they felt they could use that technology to overpower others and control and dominate. And then you have the Lemurians, which are more earthy, and they saw the unseen God, the creator in all creation. And so they had a big clash there. And we're doing the same thing right now. There's people that want to operate under universal law. The higher dimensional beings are pressing in right now with universal law. And everybody wants the big law book. What's universal law? And it's really simple. It's called universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. And that's basically universal law. And we need to operate in everyday life. And we need to bring that into the political community, the religious community, the business community, and hold them accountable when they stray away from universal law. So it goes back to the ancients, you know, the sacred circle of life and take care of the next seven generations. And, you know, it's, we all know what it means, you know, but our intellects talk us out of it. And so we need to get back into the heart.
I live in Alaska and it's very cold, but some pretty clear nights. I have a room with a bank of very large windows with an expansive view. Is it possible to have an ascetic experience from the comfort of being inside? Or do I actually have to get my rear outside in ice cold winter?
Yeah, you definitely have to go out right after you take a shower. No, I'm just kidding. You know, you should be comfortable. They don't want you to suffer, basically. And if you have a good view, be sure and turn out all your lights so you don't have glare off your windows and things. But if you've got a good view of the night sky, there's no reason to suffer. You know, they don't want us to. That's an old program. But I would definitely do your sky watch indoors if it's more comfortable, as long as you have an unobstructed view of the sky. And also set the intent. That's what's so important. Meditate, focus on love and joy and bliss with the intent of contact, and send it out there and see what happens. You know, here's your C1 contact protocol. Drop in the heart, send out love and joy and bliss with the intention of having contact. How's that? Simple.
I wonder about ET body functions, like pee, poop, saliva, sweat, things like that. Haven't seen anything about this much. Do you know if ETs process food like we do and then have a process of elimination? Do they have internal organs like we do here in 3D? Blood, livers, kidneys, stomachs, etc.?
Yeah, that's a good question. It depends on what dimension you're coming from, what culture you're coming from. It's like a lot of the grays excrete just through their skin. They smell terrible. They smell like poopy diapers when they're around. And some smell like kind of urine or whatever, but it's not a good smell. Other groups are different. Some don't even have to eat. They don't really have to eat, or they eat very little when they do eat because they live off of prana and just cosmic energy, basically. So they're all different. It depends on what dimension. You know, a lot of the like the Andromedans have magnetized light bodies and live in a holographic universe, a light universe, and they don't need to eat unless they want to create something out of light and eat it. I don't know. It's, you know, and that a lot of times the lower, like when you're in the less dense physical or 4D, you create whatever you want. And you'll eat and you'll manifest it. You'll just manifest whatever you need to eat. It's because it's like a habit or it's enjoyable. And so a lot of people will continue to do things in 40. And everything changes as you go up the dimensions, go up into the higher dimensions. So it's good to realize, let's say in this table right here, I'm sitting at this table and my hand's sitting on the table. The reason my hand is sitting on the table is because I'm at the same frequency of this table. So this table is on the same level I am, which is kind of embarrassing. But now if I were to raise my frequency, my hand would fall right through the table. But everything in that frequency would be just as solid or real as this frequency. So it's important to realize that even though you're in 4D, that 4D world is going to be at the same frequency you are, and things are going to be just as physical as they are here. So, but the rules are different. You know, you have a lot more control of your environment and your creative potential is a lot stronger there.
Do you think ETs deal with parasites? I wondered if they are 3D problems created by the dark energy fields and not available at higher densities.
I think a lot of the parasitic activity is down in the, I got to find my phone. I don't know where it is, but a lot of that activity is kind of to 3D and there could be some 4D stuff going on because of the 4D, because of the astral level. I mean, there's all kinds of weird stuff in the astral level, and that's 4D. And so that's, you can have a lot of energetic parasites going on there and things like that, which you can clear very easily because they're in 4D and implants and things like that. You can clear all that out and cords and connections. There's ways of cutting those. But definitely a lot, all that nonsense is like 3D and lower 4D.
I would like to hear your thoughts on kids, people with Down syndrome.
Wow, Down syndrome is an interesting one. From my own experience, I've known two or three people with Down syndrome. And when I've walked by them, they just turn and look at me and hold their hands up and they just want to hug, you know. So they're, and the parents are going, I'm sorry. And it's okay. It's all right. You know, and I've seen a lot of young kids do that, really young kids. And they'll pull their hand right out of their mother's hand and come running up, you know, to, and give you a hug. And I go, it's all right. You know, it's like, they understand and they're looking for a frequency. They're looking for people on the same frequency they are. They're looking for, you know, home basically. And it's up to us to raise our frequencies and listen to them and respect their knowledge and their wisdom. They have all those memories, but, and, you know, totally support them. Support, listen to their stories, you know, listen to what they're saying. But yeah, they're special. Most of them are special, but I found out they're really Geiger counters too. So they're going to be feeling everything going on in the house and around them. So sometimes they're seeing dark spirits or negative influences. They might be reacting to that, and they definitely react to the positive energies as well. And they just don't have the filters. They don't, you know, they just act out what's in their environment a lot of times. And so, you know, a lot of them are very gifted and it's tricky to bring those gifts out. But, you know, a lot of them have some pretty amazing abilities if you can find out what they are.
People have been saying that the White House is not inhabited by the Bidens, yet it is reportedly going to be the site of his granddaughter's wedding and something like 500 people are attending. I'm wondering what your take is on this. Are we watching a movie? Is that guy Joe Biden or is he an actor?
Oh, God. Yeah, there's a couple White Houses. What is going on with my phone? I shut it off and it's little games they play with technology. But definitely a lot of the stuff they've been filming where they show them at the White House, the White House is empty. And it's all cordoned off and everything else. They also put a 10-foot wall around the Federal Reserve Building. And that might tell you something right there. Basically, it's called captured, you know. And so pay attention to what you're seeing around there, because there's no activity at the White House. There's not going to be a wedding there. There's not going to be, not at the White House, but they have props. They have other places that they go to make it look like they're in the White House, but they're not in the White House. White House is under extreme cleanup and renovation and they've been clearing that out and clearing out what's under for a long time. And yeah, that's not the original Biden. It's an actor.
Has the 5G been changed regarding Tesla?
You know, that 5G question, I have heard so many things. I'm not a real technological person, but isn't that weird? My phone is still going off. It just
I couldn't get it turned off.
Yeah, it won't shut off, and it's just going crazy. Yeah, they're messing with us. I had to get a new phone, new computer, everything, because we're getting hacked so much. And now, oh, by the way, too, Telegram. If I connect with you personally and try to sell you something or ask you out on a date, it's not me. So just for the record, there's a lot of these shenanigans going on. It's part of the. You know, the whole division and discreditation program that's happening. And so a lot of people are falling for that, too. It's amazing how many people are falling for it. But it's kind of funny. Like I've been here for, you know, the past year, just cleaning out the jungles and working hard, you know, remodeling and cleaning this place up. And so a lot of these things you'll hear or connections or have nothing to do with me. So, and we're not entertaining guests right now. There's just too much work. So you'll hear a lot of stuff out there, but trust me. And I'm definitely not going to be hitting on people in Telegram and trying to sell you things. That's I don't know how these guys are doing it, but they're taking my logo and they're connecting with people on my list, but they're not posting in Telegram. And he said the official. So it's kind of interesting how they're doing it. But we're looking into that to figure out how that's happening.
Did you answer the Tesla question?
Oh yeah, the Tesla question. That is so weird, that whole thing going down. I in my heart, I think there's something good happening there. I think some of these players can go either way, and they're going to go the way of whatever's going to benefit them. And I know they see the writing on the wall right now, and they realize they have to play ball. They can't go down that other world's collapsing, and it's imploding on itself. So the world of the controllers and the manipulators and all that is collapsing. And so if they don't go with the light, you know, they're going to implode with it. And they know that. A lot of them know it, and they know they've already lost. And so, it's interesting. I do believe those towers, those 5G towers are putting in, have some really nasty stuff in them, and they have the frequencies, and they have gamma rays, all these different rays and rays that can make you sick and activate things. But those are the ones on the ground. You want to stay away from those and don't get involved with the ground ones. I know that. But anyway, I'd love to have somebody on the show that's super high tech. I had somebody on before, and he said that they've been converted, but I don't know. I'm not tech savvy. And so that is something I've been trying to, I tell you, if you talk to 10 different people, you're going to get 10 different answers. And so I'd really like to find somebody that really does know what the hell's going on as far as what's in those boxes and everything else. But I don't think that the 5G in space is negative, but I guess we'll find out.
My question is regarding the PCR tests. Do they cause significant damage? The ones that go all the way back through your nostril?
Don't get them. Stay away from those things. They have carcinogens in them. And so do the masks are just as bad. And they're going to do a big push again to roll out the masks and roll out the mandates and everything else and new vaccines. So just stay as far away from all that as you can and stand up for it. Don't buy into it and don't play along. Don't comply. You know, they've already lost that narrative. They've totally crashed on that narrative, and all the evidence is out and what the real agenda is. It's all out there if you want, for those that have ears to hear, you know, and want to see what's going on. It's out there. And, you know, the Nuremberg trials are on. They're happening right now. And the people responsible for the genocide that's going on are going to pay right down to the doctors and nurses. I hate to tell you that, but the ones that's pushed this and kept going. I mean, in Malaysia, they already killed one doctor. They executed him. So I think that's going to be something that you're going to see a lot of.
How come no other planet has been able to ascend at the same time and with its people? How come we are the first?
Wow. You know, there's a whole multiverse of ascended beings and civilizations that are fully ascended. So I don't see how we could be the first. I don't know where that information came from, but I mean, the Pleiadians, a lot of the Pleiadians are 5, 6, and 7D and very advanced beings. And you've got the Orion Council of Light. There are a lot of six dimensional beings. A lot of the benevolent Anunnaki are 6th, 7th dimensional beings. And they've appeared to me, and they've told me, they said, hey, beware of the ones that are still here, and we're coming here to clean that up, because they've broken universal law. And so it's part of their karma to come back and clean these guys up. So I would be very cautious about any that are still here, or any that are resurrected or things like that. They may not be working on the light side, but I do believe they're going to be eventually, when they do wake up, the other beings are going to appear and step in and say, hey, we're not going to play this game. You've been asleep for a long time. The rules have changed, and it's time to get with the program, get with the service-oriented, you know, awakening and healing program.
What exactly are blue ray beings? What, if any, part are they playing in bringing in the golden age?
Yeah, Blu-ray beings. There's golden beings, there's indigo beings, there's Blu-ray beings, there's violet beings, there's so many different. You can see things in people's aura. When you get your aura photo, you can tell pretty much what your nature is by the colors in your aura. So a lot of Mary's energy, she'll come as blue, as like an electric blue, and she'll be a portal open and she'll appear. That happens quite a bit. Blue pretty much represents love and wisdom. The electric blue is a little higher. Blue and green is, or turquoise, is love and wisdom and healing. The pink is that divine love. There's a lot of people, a lot of pink in their auras. A lot of the purple colors are transformation. You know, they all have different abilities and things like that. So you'll see a lot of gold, the gold energy. When I've had my aura picture taken, it's just bright gold. And that's 7D, that's just bliss. That's the plane of bliss that you're coming from when you have that in your fields. But my aura changes as depends on if I'm talking about the benevolent ETs and things like that. You'll see my aura will change, and it'll have a lot of purples and violet and mixes in there, and blues and electric blues and things. So, but usually when I'm meditating, I'm working with, you know, the Kazekiel's energy, which comes from the plane of bliss, and it's just pretty much gold and white energy.
Why is it no matter how far we ascend, no matter what dimension, up to six, when there is still physicality, why is there military and so much violence?
You know, that's an interesting one because, and, you know, I could be off on this, but I don't think I am. But all the teachings that I have gone through with the masters and different masters, and that the fifth dimension is unity consciousness. And so when you go into the fifth dimension, you're not going to get there unless there's unity consciousness. You're not going to get through what they call the psychic barrier. And so I'm not going to upset a lot of people, but people are going, all these sixth dimensional reptilians and 13th dimensional reptilians are coming in and all this stuff. And I just go, seriously, can I go, come on. And that's my understanding. It's going to upset a lot of people, but I've been studying this for like intensely 40 years in all my life, basically. And I've studied with every elder you can imagine, you know, and the ancient ones too, and going within and studying with the masters within as well. And they all are saying the same thing pretty much. It's like when you get past the psychic barrier out of the fourth dimension, you're in the unity consciousness. And so I can't understand how a being in unity consciousness would be, you know, doing all these battles and warring and trying to control or manipulate people or things like that. It doesn't fit the teachings. And that's all I can say is, but when you get into the fifth level or fifth dimension, there's a lot of information out there. They have dimensions and there's levels, and the fourth dimension has all these levels. It's vast. But when you get through the psychic barrier into the fifth dimension, everything changes. And it's where God knows itself to be man or woman, and man or woman know themselves to be God. It's like the merge of the two. It's Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness. And when you move out of the fifth and go into the sixth, you become more aligned with Creator. And so you more identify with Creator, and you have less of an identity. You kind of start losing that. When you get in the seventh dimension, you're totally immersed. It's total immersion. They call it at one ment for a good reason. But, you know, that's the way it's been taught to me. All the stuff I've been dealing with that's been negative is in the fourth, 4D and 3D. I haven't had any sixth dimensional, even the royal reptilians, the serpent beings, the tall grays, all that stuff is still in the 4D, lower 4D. And, And so, you know, you can do that with it, whatever you want. But, you know, we've been teaching this stuff for over 40 years intensely, and doing the research and working with the other dimensions. And that's what we've come to realize.
Are we living in a simulation? If so, who is the creator? Any way to the game system?
Yeah. Are we living in a simulation? You are the creator, basically. You know, we are. It's kind of interesting. It depends. Even Albert Einstein said that, you know, he said that, can't remember his exact words, but, you know, he said that, you know, that, you know, he talks about many worlds and the worlds within worlds and everything else. And he said that, you know, the whole universe we live in is an illusion. He goes, albeit a very persistent one. So I think, to me, I think when Jesus said heaven is all around you, it's your consciousness and how you perceive things. And so there are people in 3D that have heavenly consciousness, and they're actually aligned with 5D on up. And I've seen people walking the planet here that are 13D, and they're actually attuning to all the way up to the 13th dimension, but they still have a physical body. So it's about your frequencies. It's about have you dealt with your shadow side? Have you healed the past and released the past? Have you dealt with the childhood trauma, the past life trauma, and cleared all that up, you know? And where's your nose? Is your nose up other people's business? You know, I should show that video. It's on. I put it up there where this hyena comes up and he's sniffing this rhinoceros and he just lets it go and knocks the hyena back on his butt. And that's kind of what's going to happen with that situation. But, you know, we don't have the luxury of doing this. We don't have a luxury of all the gossip and rumors and divisions and all these other things that are happening if we're going to ascend. And there's some people that came in and that's their job. You know, very few people. They came to clean up the mess. Unfortunately, the UFO community and the spiritual community is just replete with satanic and Luciferian influences, with a lot of extreme egos and a lot of division energies and shills. And that's all part of the dark side and the infiltrations. And a lot of people that are just very morally challenged, you know, who are in here are very wounded, and they want so bad to be somebody. They want so bad for people to love and accept and approve of them, but all that comes from within itself. So you'll see a lot of that. That's where all this fighting is coming from. It's coming from unhealed wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, and it's also coming from a lack of character, you know, or morally challenged, or, you know, whatever. But you know, when you're really focused on the higher conscious and energy, you're really coming from love, and you're here to support each other. And that's what we do. We support everybody. We launch these people's careers, and a lot of these people that we've launched and help them out, get to where they're going. Even they're flipped, they're losing it. They've flipped, you know? So it's an ongoing thing. And, you know, Eddie said, we're just kind of pulling back and figuring out where do we go from here, and we're still working to empower the individual. We're doing personal transpersonal release sessions, helping people to clear and heal the past. And we'll still be doing some workshops and things like that. But as far as even a lot of the big conferences, we're still on the fence on whether or not we want to do that again. And I've kind of limited myself going to conferences because of all the drama there and all the nonsense. And so I'm just doing Zoom calls and, you know, staying here and, doing things over Zoom, because I know when I drop the truth bombs, it just all hell breaks loose and everybody comes after you, and they have to discredit you and take you down so they can rise above on your back. It's weird. It's a mess. So anyway, until this stuff settles down, that's what we're kind of watching, observing, and seeing how this all works out. And then we'll decide where we go from there. And then I'll decide whether I speak at any further conferences, but mostly it's just going to be on Zoom.
Have you heard of stars activating people?
You know, there's Polaris, the North Star. If you stare at that for a while, you can get activated. I've seen people being activated by that. Some stars aren't stars. And if you can truly tune into a very advanced civilization or a planet or something, then you can pick up energy from that. You know, you can capture moon energy and things like that and actually make fertilizer out of it, you know, with water. There's a lot of things you can do with these energies. So really, the main thing is that it's internal. You know, you can get a little external boost now and then, but the whole process is internal.
Last year at Eseti, I had a diamond-shaped craft that was blinking blue, green, and red and pulsed me with massive amounts of energy. It stayed in the sky for 3 hours doing anti-gravity maneuvers. Have you ever seen this kind before? If so, do you know who they are?
Yes, we did look into that, and we have seen that a lot there. And we've had these same ships land and morph into four or five ships on the ground and respond to the people on the ground. We have film of that, you know, at Eseti, at the Eseti.org site. We have a lot of that footage. But that particular being that was on that ship was Miha, and she's a 6D Sirian. So she's part of the feline groups, and she's 6D Sirian, and she's... I'm sure she was doing some kind of initiation or transfer or download with you.
Have our galactic relatives initiated a process like transmitting specific frequencies or planning to provide technology, med beds, holographic regenerators to repair vaccine damaged people?
Definitely they are transmitting consciousness and energy and information and technology. That's been going on for quite some time. Most of that's here. It's already been built. They're just waiting to bring it out. The vax is another story. That's a story that has so many different answers depending on the individual, depending on your ability to transmute the stuff and get it, on your personal responsibility for cleaning your own system up, getting it out, and talk about, you know, having the wisdom not to do it again and get double, triple, quadruple. I mean, they can't help you there. You know, you keep going that direction you've chosen. But your DNA is actually a pattern that is stored on another level. And so, although they're creating a break in the communication on the physical level, they're trying to anyway, a lot, you can transmute that and you can repair it by through the higher conscious and energy. And that's how the med beds work. They actually connect you into your etheric body, your blue body, which is your whole and healthy, perfect self. It's a younger version of yourself. So basically they have eternal cells. You can activate those. There's all these works going on. And I know the people that have those technologies and they just can't bring them out yet. They're very close to coming out, but they will come out. We have to have the old guard fall. We have to have the pharmaceutical companies, you know, they are already imploding on themselves and they're powerful. You have no idea how powerful these guys are. I mean, you know, even the president has to pick his battles with these guys and figure out what he's going to do because they've got their fingers and everything. It's amazing. But again, I want to go back to the Grace Time TV live. And then Praying Medic and listen to that show. It's on Rumble. And they cover all this stuff in depth. And I'd really listen to because it makes, you know, there's some things I couldn't answer as far as Trump and what he was doing and some things he said. And I go, that makes sense. But they explained it very well. So I would definitely go there and listen to it.
We live in Maui and are seeing a lot of bright flashes in our southern skies in the early evenings. Any comments?
Boy, yeah, we're filming some crazy stuff over here too. And yeah, it's on. I mean, it's active. And the other night I was sitting out here and I saw two big flashes and I pulled out my camera and I started filming and there were ships there and they're like saying, hey, you know, we're here. And then some really big ships. A lot of times you'll see the flashers first and then the big ships come in and we got them. And we got some like less than treetop level out over the ocean. We filmed one of those last night. Massive ships coming in and they don't have any strobes or running lights on them. And they have no sound. And these are pretty close. And again, some are treetop level. So they're here, and they're here big time. And I, you know, a lot of people don't like to get up early, but we get up at, you know, a little before five, and we go out and we just see tons of ships out there. And they're really busy between 3 and 5, you know, and that's when most people are that you don't have so much psychic turbulence going on. People are in their sleep state or they're between worlds, and they work a lot on those levels for downloads and things.
What are your thoughts on ascension being internal, not external?
Yeah, that's a good one. Internal. We are so programmed right now. We've been social engineered to think everything's external. Our love, our acceptance, our approval, our joy, our happiness, everything is external. And the mainstream news and TV and music industry and all that stuff, they try to keep us trapped in the first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power. And that's basically their whole focus. The you know, you listen to the music, you listen to the, every once in a while you hear a song come out and go, wow, yeah, a song about empowering, you know, standing tall, you know, empowering the individual. And, you know, and every once in a while you hear something like that and you go, whoa, you know, or standing up for what's right, you know, and things like that, but not that often. And the same thing in the movie industry. You know, every once in a while you'll see something come out and you go, wow, that was a very good message. It was a very uplifting message, you know, but not that often. But it is, I would say, you know, throw your TV set out and go out in nature and take your shoes off and get grounded and meditate on, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. That's what the lamas say. They said there's so few Christ consciousness beings here on the planet or ascended beings because it's so damn simple, and we make everything complicated. And, you know, the creator is pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss. And that's what you focus on until you become one with it. And it's not the jealous, wrathful God. It's all loving, all forgiving God. The one of just pure, doesn't even have an ego. It can't even judge. It's beyond that. And I'm speaking from experience because I've had two near-death experiences and white light experiences. So I've been there and come back. This isn't a story. It's not a religion. It's not a, it's just my experiences that I'm conveying to you, but there's no judgment there. There's no, it's just pure bliss. There's no words for it.
What happens when your third eye is open, and how can you tell if it is?
Yeah, but we're talking about the clairs.
The clairs.
The clairvoyant, the clairsentient, the clairaudient, and all those things are being activated right now with a lot of people. And you know, with me, in the morning, usually in the morning after I come out and meditate for about an hour, I'll come in and film for maybe 5 to 5:30, or sometimes 6 if it stays dark. But and then I come in and I meditate, and I just lay down and kind of meditate for a while and wait for everybody to get up and do breakfast and things like that. And in that time, I mean, people are yelling my name. They're yelling other names, or James, like this. Or I hear the other one, I heard, what was it? Claire or something? Claire. And then I heard Daniel, and, you know, weird. And these people are, and a lot of the people, so, you know, we have to do the clearings that we have on the site, keep our energy clear, because these people are coming to be cleared. And but all those senses are opening up right now, and so you're going to start seeing, you know, the veils are coming down, and so you're going to start seeing shadow beings. You're going to start seeing people for who they are. You're going to end up with being more telepathic and direct knowing, and people can't lie and deceive you anymore. That's happening. Clairaudient, you're going to be hearing messages and hearing frequencies and things happening around you. Your ears are going to be ringing like crazy, because that's high level communication coming in to your subconscious from the higher dimensions. There's so much going on. Body chills, you'll have sensations going down one side of the body, the other. The Pleiadians really light up my left side when they're around, and when I connect with the Orion Council of Light or the Andromedans, or especially Bacall and the lion beings and things, my right side goes off and it gets really hot. My whole, right now I'm getting really hot talking about that, because you talk about that and it comes in. But, you know, I can't stress enough is to get out in nature, Do your prayer meditation work, do your clearing work. If you can find a really good process-oriented therapy that is legit, you know, ask others how it was for them, and check it out. And again, it's all about intent and focus. And so get out there and meditate and focus on love and joy and bliss, and just feel whatever comes up. And you can ask the higher dimensional, your own main teacher and guide, the higher dimensional beings. If you're a religious person, you can call on Jesus or Mary or you know, Kuan Yin or Buddha or one of the basics, and just ask for help. And because they're omnipresent, they can be anywhere at once and help you out. We've had Michael coming in a lot. Archangel Michael's been coming in. In the very beginning, I worked a lot with Michael because I need a lot of protection. And now they're coming in really strong. The archangels are coming in, and which are mythologically known as Andromedans. But they're the archangels. That's a mythological name for them. They're actually Andromedans. They're 8 to 10 feet tall. They're magnetized light bodies, and they have huge energy bands that go around their back. And when they come into this dimension, they fed their back. And there's blue ones as well. There's some blue Andromedans. There's so many different beings out there, and so we have to develop our own inner sensitivity and learn how to heal unseen negative influences and set boundaries right now, not just with people, but with unseen negative influences as well, because it's getting crazy out there. We are going into that end time madness, and you know, it's a good time to really go within and do your own clearing right now.
Hi, this sounds crazy, but I have a feeling that somebody is trying to erase my family bloodline. I think most of my family is vaccinated, but I am not, and I am being hit hard, but I don't quit fighting because it is frustrating. Sometimes because there are jealousy inside my family and from the outside with my awakening, and I don't get to do my work properly. Do the high-density beings have an oversight over this kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, basically follow your inner guidance and don't get involved in the lower stuff, and get away from any need for acceptance and approval from everyone, you know, not just from family members, but from social consciousness, everything. Just, you know, really be true to yourself and walk your talk, and you'll get through this. But, you know, I there's that, what they call it, the divine right to stupidity. You know, it's, you can't trespass on it. And people are doing some really stupid things. I mean, you've got the guy that invented this crap, you know, and he's a eugenicist. He comes from a family of eugenicists. And he said, we're going to reduce the population by 90%. And the vaccines are the way we're going to do it. When this guy openly says this on TED Talks and things like that, and then you line up and you line your family up, who's that on? I mean, how programmed can you be? How critically thinking and research impaired can you be? You know, it's what can you say? I think it's disgusting that people would bring their children in and expose them to this nonsense when it's not even necessary. They got like a 0.000 something of even getting it, you know, or having very mild effects. They're not even affected by it. So if they are, it's so light, it's ridiculous. But it's insane, the insanity, the, what do they call it, the mass formation? I can't remember. There's a psychosis that is going.
Mass hysteria?
Mass formation psychosis. I don't know what it's called, but it's a mess. And people are just like herded, you know, and turn your damn TV off, because what they're telling you is all deception, basically.
What techniques work best for remembering visitations and uncovering lost memories?
Well, to me, it's all about intentions and do clearings. Be sure and do the clearings. Do clearings. I mean, we do clearings all day long, but before you go to bed, do clearings and ask your main teacher and guide or whatever representative creator that you believe in or creator, and ask for protection and ask for guidance and ask for healing on every level, physical, emotional, mental, astral healing. We have to initiate this. And the more we initiate it, the more help we get. And so it's really important to, again, get out in nature, do your practices. We do a lot of Qigong. We do a lot of clearing energies all the time and healing. And we're on constant clearing mode, it seems like lately, but that's probably the best. I think we got time for maybe one more question and then we got to sign off.
How can we make contact with benevolent ETs from the comfort of our own homes? Or do we need to go to places like Yosemite? I meditate daily, raise my consciousness, but they don't show up.
Yeah, a lot of times, well, Yosemite has a long history. I mean, it goes back to the Native Americans knew about it, and they're based there. And they're aligned with the inner earth, and there's a whole airport underneath that mountain. So galactic airport, you might say. So there are hot spots where there's a lot of activity. And there's a lot of, there's spaces where we have our own craft up there flying around. They're going in and out of Area 52 and 51, but mainly 52. And I think that's in Utah, I think Area 52. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure it's there, but that's where a lot of the stuff is flown. But we've been back engineering UFOs since the 30s and in America since the 60s. We could go to late 60s, we could go to the moon and Mars without rocket fuel. So you imagine what since the 60s, what do we have now? I mean, head of Lockheed, you know, said we can take ET home, you know. So, you know, what's his name? Is it Teller? I guess he was head of the Canadian Defense Ministry, and he came out and talked about it. Was that his name? I might get his name wrong. I don't know, but there's all these people coming out, and they've been coming out for a long time and saying, "Hey, we've had this technology for years, and we don't need rocket fuel anymore. We don't need fuel at all. We don't need tires. We don't need these giant." Generators to generate electricity, all that stuff. We have all that right now to turn the planet around. We just have to get rid of the war on disease profiteers and the guys blocking it, you know, and stopping it from happening.
Got 1 minute.
Yeah, we got 1 minute. So we got to go. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I wish we could keep going with these questions, but it's been fun. A lot of challenging questions and, you know, keep an open mind, loving heart and pure intent. And, watch the skies. There's a lot going on, and you're going to see a lot happening on every level. So don't lose faith. Things are going to shift very fast. It's going to get a little dark, and it's going to get really light after that. So just kind of prepare on every level. So anyway, got to sign off. Have a great evening. And again, stay in heart. Good night.